afterwards, we're dissecting it, the media, the fans, and it always gets back to Ray Rice and the numbers he puts up. What's it say about your offense that you scored 50-plus points, and his numbers are like they are in those losses a lot of times?
Right. Well, I think it says it's probably not the crux of the issue all the time. You know, so many times it's what you're trying to attack where they're giving you an opportunity to attack, and in some ways they took away Ray, you know. They went some too high coverages, but a lot of it was two man where they were getting an extra player, a safety down the box. But Ray really contributed in some other ways. You know, this is something that's completely an unsung type of a thing that most people didn't notice, but he had some tremendous blocks, pass blocking. Linebackers running through there when they were pressuring us with his own pressures, and he stepped up and hit him right square up in the chest and did a great job with that. So, you know, it's not always about the numbers. It's not always about the touches. He did have some touches in the pass game, too. Sometimes it's about just being a ball player. And Ray was just as excited about that's the kind of guy Ray is. He's more excited, I think, about that stuff. Hey, man, he wants numbers, too. But the fact that he could, you know, step up there and help some other guys make some plays seemed like that got him more fired up than himself making plays.
John, how's the Steelers' offense different? They have a new coordinator in Todd Haley after Bruce Arians left. How's their offense different now, and what are you seeing from Ben Roethlisberger right now?
Well, you know, I probably have to reserve that for later. We haven't looked at them that much. In all honesty, our focus has been on the Raiders and kind of looking back at this game. From what I've seen from afar, they look pretty much like they've done a good job, I would say, and Todd's done a good job of playing to his players' strengths. Ben looks the same to me. He throws on time, and guys catch and run. They get behind people. He zings it in there down the field, and he still makes the extended play, scramble plays like he's always done. So Todd's done a good job of building around, you know, the strength of his players. The nuances of it we'll see as we study them the next couple days.
I know you said yesterday that this game against Pittsburgh is one that you've got circled since you saw the schedule when it first came out. Just in terms of, I know you emphasize that you look at each game individually and take one game at a time, but how much has this stretch been one that you guys have been looking forward to?
It has been, you know, it's definitely, we wanted to put ourselves in position for this stretch if we could, you know, understanding kind of when the first schedule first came out, as you guys mentioned, we knew it was going to be an important stretch for us, and here it is, and, you know, fortunately, we've been good enough to put ourselves in position to make it meaningful, and now it's our job to make the most of it.
I know you hate comparison questions, but how different is Steelers Week? I'm not in terms of preparation. I know you prepare the same way, but how different is Steelers Week for you in terms of whether you hear more from fans, you know how much, you know, this means to the rival means, or whether there's more media around, or what's Steelers Week like for you?
You know, I think it's the best week of the year because it's where we feel our most comfortable, probably. You know, it's where I feel the most comfortable. I think our players and coaches feel the same way because, you know, that's a team that's it's a defining type of a rivalry. You know, it means so much to both teams. So we like being in this week. We love playing these guys. We love the preparation for these guys. So, you know, I'd say it's the best week of the year, both of them.
The Ravens have never had to play Pittsburgh in their history. Coming off a 6-day week, and now Pittsburgh's going to do that to face you. Does that one day make a difference?
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I'm sure the one thing about those guys, I don't think it's going to make that big a difference for them because they do such a great job of preparing. They've got a veteran team. They're the most veteran team in the league. There's nothing that's going to phase them that way. They're not going to be worried about something like that. We played them off a short week in the playoffs. You know, so we've had that experience before. So, you know, we just go play the game.
Be able to watch the game tonight, and do you watch it as a fan of football, or do you watch it kind of with a coach's eye to it?
With a coach's eye, yeah. You like to have a rooting interest? Sure. But no, you really do. You watch it, you kind of see what they're doing, and you just. But it's a little more relaxed than watching tape. So I'm gonna try to get home tonight to watch it. Normally, Monday Night Football is watched, out of the corner. You kind of listen to it while you're watching your opponent. But since we're playing them, you know, it'll be a little more fun to watch.
For you to coach next week if they lose tonight or win the next?
Have no idea. I don't know. It's going to be tough either way. It's going to be a great game either way. There's nothing like it. It's a great venue. They got great fans. I know a bunch of Ravens fans will be there as well. It'll be fun, you know, running out of that tunnel. All right?
All right. Thank
great.
You.